It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Out of the papers came the story of Salty. Salty is a 21-month-old mongrel. Not an average dog, mind you, but a determined dog nevertheless. Salty belonged to Mrs. Margie LeBeouf of Detroit and was her pet. She kept Salty for some time and then gave her to some friends in the suburbs because she said, "My place is so small, I thought it wasn't fair to keep her here." Well, the new owners kept Salty until she gave birth to a litter of puppies, and then they gave Salty to a family in Sheboygan, 272 miles northwest of Detroit. Mrs. LeBeouf gave Salty away in August, and Salty stayed with the second set of new owners until around the middle of December. Then Salty suddenly disappeared. For the next 2 weeks, Salty traveled over 272 miles of woods, fields, streams, roads, and towns from a place where she'd never been before. And although Salty perhaps didn't know where she started from, she did know where she wanted to go, home, back to Detroit and to Mrs. Margie LeBeouf. On New Year's Day, Mrs. LeBeouf went downstairs to take out the trash, and there stood Salty. "She knocked me down and started licking my face and kissing me," says Ms. LeBeouf. She was wet and tired and so dirty that it was difficult to tell what color she was. Her paws were bleeding and she was starving. But with tail wagging, Salty was home. Home at last. The journey was over. Salty set out for something she wanted. Wanted more than anything in the world. And she got it. It's a story about a dog. But if you'll raise the level just slightly, you'll find the same truth about humans. For we humans, like Salty the dog, usually get to the place in life where we want to go. The reason many of us never get any farther than we do is very simple. We never really want to get any farther. I can recall the story of one man who set out to accomplish something in life, something he wanted more than anything else. And the road that led to his dreams wasn't an easy one either, but he wanted to go, and he paid the price. Through towns where he wasn't wanted, over roads where he was spat upon, through valleys that echoed the hatred that the good people had for him, he traveled. When he finally arrived at the place, accomplished that which he wanted to accomplish, he was bloody and bruised and weak from a merciless beating. But he was not beaten. In his hands were huge holes caused by the metal spikes with which he was suspended on a cross. And as if this was not enough, someone slashed a hole in his side to see more blood flow. While Salty came home dirty, tired, bloody, and shaggy, she got what she wanted, to see her master again. And the Galilean accomplished his goal, too, to make it possible for us to see our master. And because of his journey, for many of us, the journey is over.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.